If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
How are you today, Pat?
Hey, Lisa, it's great to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's nice to be back. So who does J.B. Pritzker choose as his running mate?
When he runs for president?
I know, because you know that's coming, right? So that's my thought. If he wins the role of governor, how long before he runs for president? And then who is left behind to be our governor?
Well, it'll be Christian Mitchell, who was in the administration early. He's one of the five deputy governors, five or six deputy governors. Real nice guy, but he'd be the next governor. Real smart guy. Excuse me, I've done some stuff with him, so he'd be the next governor. But I don't know, you know, if Pritzker doesn't win for the presidency, if he actually runs for it, that then he'll still be around. But, yeah, the governor had a very big night last night. He's established himself nationally as a player, one of the most powerful people in the Democratic Party, and even nationally, and certainly here in Illinois. So they put together a great organization. He's put the resources in. They had a big night last night.
And Darren Bailey was on with John Williams today. He has certainly softened his tone about Chicago, because I remember interviewing him the last time he went against J.B. Pritzker. And I said to Darren Bailey, I said, if you keep calling Chicago a hellhole, you're not going to win this race. And he said, I beg to differ. And I said, well, there are 5 million voters in Cook County. They don't appreciate that tone. And boy, he has dialed it back, said he understands words matter, and that is not his thought process anymore.
Yeah, he's a much better candidate than he was 4 years ago in that regard. I think he recognizes. Actually, his lieutenant governor running mate pick, Aaron Del Mar, who's chairman of the Cook County Republican Party, is much more in tune with the city and the areas that Republicans need to win. And I think he's been a good counsel to him. But Darren's a much better candidate. But the reality is it's going to be a big uphill climb to beat an incumbent governor that's fairly popular and unlimited resources. And he's got a very good organization. And I've said all along, don't underestimate him as a candidate. He's a really good candidate.
Was it Pritzker's money that helped get Juliana Stratton elected? Because it looked like Raja had a pretty good run there for a while.
Yeah, partly money, but I think talking to the people last night, Juliana Stratton actually spent a lot of time traveling around the state and getting to know people. And I was just surprised when the numbers came out of Cook County. I didn't think her lead was big enough to carry the day, because I thought she'd do well. Raja would do better downstate, but Juliana actually picked up a whole bunch of downstate counties, and that's why she won by the margin she did. So she worked it hard. The governor helped her. She had a good message. She talked about some things beyond "I hate Trump," and that was a big night for him. Raja is a very good candidate, had a great campaign. He just fell short a little bit, but give credit to the Pritzker organization and to Juliana Stratton. They had a huge night last night.
And the 26-year-old, new transplant to Illinois, Kat Abagazale, comes in second. I was a bit shocked by that, but she had 67,000 donors. Are people really starting to pay attention to where what kind of PAC money is being thrown behind candidates?
Hey, also, congratulations for pronouncing her last name, because I butchered it last night a few times on WGN television. But, well, she ran a completely different kind of campaign. She did raise money, but she is a internet type of candidate, a more modern type of candidate. And she was very successful in talking to her very progressive Democratic Socialist voters. And she got second place, beating Laura Fine, who's just a very highly respected member of the legislature for a long time. And, you know, Dan Biss ended up winning the race. But to answer your question, I'm not sure if people pay attention. Some of these ads, by the end of the day, I think people were sick of them.
Yeah.
She ran a different, newer, more modern campaign than anybody I've ever seen. She's got a good message for the far left wing of the party. Now, that's good for her, but I'm not sure if that's good long term for Democrats.
Colin McCarthy is one of the producers on the show. He said, can I ask Pat a question? Of course you can. Colin, go for
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Hey, Pat, I know that Kat didn't win, of course, but this seems to be a new generation of I won't say political activism, but people that are active in politics and want to spread it. Is Kat the first of many, or is she a unique figure in at least Chicago politics?
Well, it's probably a combination of both. You know, she's not from here. She kind of just parachuted in. She did her announcement online, which when it first came out, I watched it. it was very good, and I sent it around and said, this is very good. But she's a unique combination of somebody that has a lot of talent, a unique skill set. But I do believe that that kind of candidate is the future of politics. Now, she's in the progressive lane, which and that typically is younger, and they typically run their campaigns this way. But I do think that is the future of politics. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And I think particularly Republicans need to wake up and start running those kind of campaigns and not the more traditional four mailers that nobody reads.
Always great to talk to you, Pat. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa. Great talking to you. See ya.
Always.